Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz and
Shantae.
And if y'all are wondering why we sound so extra fantabulous today, it's because we are in studio.
Woo, yeah. Woo.
You made it.
I'm so happy to be here, Benny.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be number one on everybody's list.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
As always, it's so lovely to see you in person, Benny.
You too, ladies. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Feels good, right?
It does.
That's how we kick off the 2021.
You know, we had a rough go of things last night and this morning. We're running on some fumes here.
Oh, were you guys out a little bit late?
No, we were definitely in.
Oh, okay.
But it was late.
Yeah, we were getting ready for the show, and it was like 2 a.m. when I was like, all right,
it's time to go to
call
sleep.
Call it quits.
Yeah.
You guys know me. I am not a morning person.
Yeah. Had to take a little
solid host work right
you
there.
You know, yeah.
Solid.
Right. So we do have a special guest today. His name is Lex Alexander, and he's running a little bit late this morning, but he will be here soon, and we'll go ahead and intro him at that time. But beforehand, let's go ahead and do a quick rundown of what the show will look like. And we'll give you guys a quick update on what our weeks have looked like.
Yeah, so today we're obviously going to have our special guest. So as you guys know, we like to play a game with them to get them warmed up. We'll be playing an icebreaker with Lex. It will be Would You Rather, and I think it's going to be a really great one. Then we're going to get into an interview with him about his life, his crafts, his creative, I don't know, mind.
Yeah.
Because he does a little bit of everything.
Kind of like a jack of all trades.
He really is, and a master of all. Most people are like, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. And no, he's got everything he's doing is down pat.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to talk about the inauguration, you guys, because there's so much to talk about and so much to be happy about because don't you guys feel a brand new day?
Yeah. Yesterday was an incredible day. I almost forgot that it was even happening. And then I was like, wait a minute. I got to put on the inauguration.
Sigh of relief.
Really?
Right.
Really?
Like the country, actually the world
collectively.
Yeah,
I would say the world. For real.
Side together. Like yesterday was a good day, even though like, you know, work was crazy and I was like running around, you know, from meeting to meeting. But I was just like, you know what? Nothing can bring me down because Trump's no longer our president. Biden and Kamala are in. And it's just like, now we're on the path to something great. Let's go.
Right. Can you feel a brand new day?
I feel it. But that's going to be our show for the day. Let's go ahead and get into our weekly recaps. What have we been up to since the last time we talked to you guys?
Let's see. So, I didn't even think about it. A lot's kind of actually gone on. I've been working now that I've officially like passed my exam and my hours are kind of crazy. It's been an adjustment for sure, but I have been learning a lot. I do think I'm going to really like it, so that's been exciting. I like also that I'm like busier now throughout the day. This is a job in which like I definitely have to like pay attention and apply myself, and I appreciate that. I hate a job where I feel like I'm wasting time or like I'm twiddling my thumbs, and this is definitely a fast-paced kind of environment, which I thrive in. So that's been really fun. Also, I've kind of been practicing some self-care, you know. I've already finished a book this year, which is huge for me. I haven't read in a minute. I've started another book. I've been using different, like, skincare products. I've been drinking my water. My eczema is under control, and it's been about a week since I finally taken the reins on that. All in all, I'm feeling good. Yeah. Skin's good. Work's good. Let's just keep riding this optimistic high.
The country's good.
Right, for now.
On the way to
right.
be good.
We're on the way.
I'm hoping.
How about
right,
you,
I'm just like, yeah, right. Please let the country be good. Like, all we can do is hope, really. True. But, like, I feel good about it. Doesn't everybody feel good about it?
I feel optimistic. I feel like we're definitely ready to hold these folks accountable. And I think that's what I'm really ready for.
Yeah.
I want the change.
Absolutely, don't we all? Well, what for me, you know, yeah. I celebrated my birthday this past weekend on Saturday. Woo woo. Yes, your girl turned 29. It is the last year of my 20s. And I'm actually quite looking forward to it because, I don't know, like, everybody, like, I feel like holds on to their 20s because you just want to stay youthful forever. And, like, I get that. But at the same time, like, if you really look at your 20s, it is just the struggle bus in and of itself. And absolutely. I know 29 is the year that I get off the struggle bus and I maybe get into the range, you know. But... I don't know how to get us to that analogy, but I just feel like things are going up for me on this year. And then just like in my life, I'm doing a lot of like introspection and trying to get to know who I am, what I want in life, what I, you know, want out of a partner, in like business partner, relationship partner, just in general, learning more about myself and trying to apply it. And I feel like I hadn't gotten there until last year, you know, really trying to understand who is Shantae. But 28 and 29 has kind of opened my eyes. And I'm just excited because, I don't know, like, if not, then I'm just upset that I'm getting old. And I don't want to do that. Like, that's all I'm going to continue to do is get old.
Yeah,
so.
I see what you're saying, too, just because, like, I've kind of seen you get to this point and where you are and like see the growth that's getting there. And I do feel like 29 is going to be a very big and exciting year for you. And
yeah,
I see lots of growth and change happening for you. So I'm excited for that, for both of us.
One thing I wanted to add. So last week I actually told you guys, and this is just a random tidbit, but I just wanted to add it because I think that COVID is still out there. And I find it very interesting, some of the like systems or like places that are trying to reopen, such as schools and stuff like that. But my sister last week, I told you guys, went to basic training and they let me know the other day. She gets a phone call a week and 5 girls in her company actually tested positive for COVID as soon as they got there. So they didn't even test them or quarantine them 2 weeks prior to sending them off to basic training. And I've just wanted to bring that up. One, as an update, my sister is fine. They're quarantining them. She is homesick, but there are 5 girls in her company that have COVID. And I just think that it's a little silly and like neglectful for, I don't know, for them to have put them out there without testing them prior. Like, why would we do that?
You know?
But yeah, that's really how my week has been. The work week has been short, you know, MLK Day was on Monday.
Blessings.
That is a day of service. And though we can't be out face to face and actually actively doing things, we hope that you somehow did something to commemorate the life of MLK. And maybe you virtually gave back or did something. We just hope that, you know, you took the day off for one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, were able to do something that would have
honored
his memory.
Yeah. And I actually saw a lot of people talking about that and how, like, you know, MLK was not necessarily a loved man, especially by, you know, a lot of the political people in power. And just one of those things where when this day comes around, you can tell who's being fake and who's being honest in their thinking of MLK. And that's just one of those things that's most important is, like, do your research and understand what happened with this man, because he was assassinated, like, by us, by the government, okay?
Absolutely.
Oh, look, our special guest has finally arrived.
What's up, what's up?
Lex, welcome. Better late than never, right?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. So we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break, give Lex some time to get settled, and then we'll do a quick intro.
You could have let me get settled before you did the break.
Oh, no, I had.
Came on smooth.
No, we had to light you up, okay?
Stay tuned. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
I can't believe we have to make this commercial.
It's ridiculous.
You'll think it's ridiculous, too. Listen to this.
This commercial is about, well, it's about parents being rude at high school athletic events.
Ridiculous, right?
It gets worse. Studies show more than 75% of new high school officials are quitting because of bad adult behavior.
So now there's a shortage of refs here in Washington, in almost all sports.
No officials means no more games.
Is that what you want for us?
Come on, parents.
It's time to grow up.
Cheer for your team.
Be proud of your children.
But stop being so ridiculous.
And don't make us run another commercial.
Because we will.
This message presented by the Washington Interscholastic Activities Association and the Washington State Secondary Athletic Administrators Association, reminding you to always practice good sportsmanship.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
All right, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did a quick recap of what the show was going to be today, as well as updated y'all on our lives. And now we finally have our guest in the house, Lex. Say what's up.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's a great morning radio voice.
Yeah, it was.
I just woke up.
It's so sultry.
I'm out of a job now. See you guys later.
I know.
Nice knowing you.
Right. That was
Lex
nice.
Picks right up.
No, I just woke up, so I got the luxury of having like the sleepy voice.
Yeah, oh, I like it.
I know that life.
It's funny because I feel like I need to lower my energy level because you're so like down there, you know?
That's funny. I was just telling him, like, he was like, yo, you need some coffee? I was like, nah, I wake up with like
conversing
hella
and just
energy.
Same.
So.
That's me.
Again,
it's a Leo
nice
thing.
Knowing you guys.
Right. Same, Benny, because I'm like,
So we wanted to do a quick introduction of Lex. We're going to let you, of course, do your full intro, but Lex is a photographer, a videographer, model, and many other things, but also we like to say that he's a friend. We met you last year through working with, like, you know, the martial law band and the collective of people that we know. So Lex, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and a fun fact about yourself.
Okay, I am Lex Scope. I'm a film director, multi-hyphenated film director, which pretty much just means like I get other jobs inside of the film industry that's not just directing. So I know my way around a set.
Yeah.
And then I also do a little bit of photography and modeling and, you know, the Instagram influencer game, because, you know, it's coronavirus, so we gotta
right.
have multiple revenue sources. Fun fact about me, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, like, fun facts, I
right,
guess.
I know.
What don't the people
exactly.
know that they want to know?
I don't know. I'm a pretty open dude, Ari. I think everybody pretty much know everything about me. Which I want to know. Like, what's something you don't know? I could probably...
That's, like, a fun fact? Let's see. What was... As a kid, what was one food that you just could not eat?
What was the last thing you did for the first time?
Okay, so the food thing, I wouldn't eat most vegetables as a child.
That's common. That's
exactly.
Boring.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't.
Whack.
Eat, I don't like beans.
Like still? Baked beans or like
any
green,
kind of beans.
Any green beans?
Kind of
beans at all?
I like green beans.
You like chili?
Nope.
You don't like chili?
If it has beans in it, I don't like it.
I feel it.
I get that. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of something.
Beans don't add a lot.
It's beans. I know, right? It's beans. I don't like chocolate. And more people are like,
that's,
chocolate.
See,
yeah.
I really, really like ice cream and brownies.
I don't.
So chocolate's an important thing for me. That's more of a shock.
And then the two together.
Yeah. So
mind
like,
blowing.
Where you can't experience that.
Oh, no, I could. I just... Chocolate for me is too much, and then I'm lactose intolerant,
mm-hmm.
so dairy makes me just poop a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's Jasmine's fun fact.
Moving on with the show.
Right. When was the last time you did something for the first time?
Dang. I haven't really had too many first time experiences, just like with the world that we're in right now.
Right.
My sister's about to get married. I'm about to be in a wedding for the first time.
Oh, okay. That's huge.
Like, no, I've shot a bunch of weddings.
Right.
And I felt like I've been a part of all those people's families.
Because of that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really like an intimate kind of shoot. But I've never been in a wedding, so.
That's crazy to think about because, like, the older that I get, the more that I find out that it's not necessarily common for people to, like, have been in weddings.
Mm.
Me growing up in my family, I was, like, the flower girl in so many weddings because I was at that age when everybody was deciding to get married. So for me, weddings is just, like, a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
But I've heard now a handful of people who are, like, first-time wedding people as adults. And it's just, like, it's a fun experience. Yeah. So.
I mean, I'm sure I went to maybe a couple as a kid,
but like,
weddings
being in
hit
it.
Different
no,
when
they
you
do.
Are an adult.
Adult. Mm-hmm. Oh,
sure.
My gosh. I'm going to be in a wedding next, or actually this year. Wow, I'm
It's late. 2021 already.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm going to be in a wedding, and I'm a bridesmaid, and yeah, like, it's just interesting because we're all looking around, like, do we bring, like, a plus one?
Yeah.
I don't want to go solo.
How many bridesmaids? Because I know, man, weddings nowadays, they're deep. On either side.
There's a total party of 14 people.
See?
I have a cousin getting married in June that has like a wedding party of like 20.
Wait, so it's going to be 14 people on the side?
Bridesmaids and groomsmen?
Yes.
Or just like 14 bridesmaids?
Well, so this is one of those weddings where there's going to be... It's a mix. It's not going to be like a traditional wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it.
Like,
it's the same sex.
So there's going to be like one girl's going to have like all bridesmaids and then one girl's going to have bridesmaids and groomsmen, I think. So
dope.
But I hear that too. Another thing with weddings is like it's important to make sure that you have an even number of like bridesmaids or groomsmen because like for pictures and stuff, you want to be in the middle and have it be centered. There's like a whole thing to it. Yeah.
You're right.
There's like a whole thing to it.
I ain't going to hold you though. Weddings be mad boring.
What?
Yeah, they be mad boring.
I mean, like,
I'm stopping the music
wedding.
Right now. Like, what?
Wait, record scratch.
Like, boring, yo.
Let's not front.
Why?
Like, the wedding part of it,
yeah,
absolutely.
Mad boring.
But now the party.
Right.
Okay, so you just skipped the whole wedding. You're just talking about the fun part. That's all I was
that's
saying.
That's what I came for.
That.
Y'all were shook. Y'all were like, what? No.
I showed up. I like love, too, but like, it is
me
pretty
too,
boring.
Me, too, is tight, but it's not fun.
It's a super short ceremony.
For me,
and
yes.
And then break out for the, yeah.
Have you guys ever been to, like, a Catholic wedding before
oh, yeah.
or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've DJed a couple, and
the ceremony is hours. Mm-hmm. They do so much, like, prayer and scripture reading.
That's why people have one of those fans, you know?
Right,
everyone's be fanning the whole time. It's hot.
I went to a shot of... South African wedding and it was beautiful and there was so many people there. They like rented out an entire floor of a hotel. Like it was just
that's
colors. People were lifting up chairs. I had never seen that kind of wedding before.
That's a wedding party right there.
Like
my sister, she's a half Filipino wedding, so I'm sure they're gonna have like a pretty interesting wedding.
Lots of good food.
Yeah, we had lumpia at Christmas.
Yeah,
lumpia for days, I'm
that's
sure.
What's up.
Love
that's gonna be fun for culturally, like cultural purposes to see the two sides like mix and everything. I love that. Oh,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Congrats to your sister.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. She's not gonna hear us anytime soon. When the podcast part come out, she'll probably hear that part.
It'll be out today.
Yeah,
in a couple of hours.
That's how we roll.
You know,
Vinny
we're quick
in
with
and
it.
Out. Getting stuff done around here.
Yeah, no, this is a cool, really, really, really cool setup. I feel like I'm really pond.
You are. So, Lex, we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump into our icebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
But really quickly, you guys, we have to do a shameless plug. You can now catch us live every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 for a weekly hot take on Rainier Avenue Radio. Again, this is our spinoff of our Hot Topic segment. And this time we'll be giving all of our unsolicited advice and opinions on whatever hot topics you guys gave us. This week it was 50-50 on a date.
Yeah.
And we had a lot to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, Lex. Oh, you got the shades on. When did that? What?
He just threw him one.
Y'all had those glasses on, and I was like, man, I wish I had some.
I look away from him for 2 seconds to talk, and all of a sudden, he's swagged out with these shades.
I'm blind. That's
mind
why
you,
I got
right,
glasses
we're wearing
glasses.
These are prescription. We cannot see without these. He's like, oh, I wanted to feel cool, too. Like,
yeah,
no, we're actually hindered. We're challenged. Okay, so we're going to play Would You Rather with you. We'd love to do an icebreaker with our guests just to kind of get things, you know, going and warmed up.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy, but they are kind of, you know, in tune with your craft and, like, who you are, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
The first one.
Hang on, I got to open it up.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, girl.
Right.
You're on Zoom for how long? You come back to the studio, forget everything about it.
I forget, right.
Like, come on now.
Everything's out the window.
It's all good.
I am happy that we're in the studio.
Yeah, me too. Same. I love how I sound on these microphones, to
Can
be
you
quite
hear
honest.
Yourself?
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
I helped him out now.
Yeah, thank you. So first question of Would You Rather. It's going to be a toughie, I feel like.
Yeah, okay.
Would you rather lose all of your equipment or all of your hard drive memory?
All of my hard drive memory.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
What?
See, yeah. And I want to know why, though, because...
Well, because the hard drive memory isn't going to necessarily accrue me more money, like, real time, versus if I lose all my equipment, I can't shoot, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, one of them is, like, more of, like, a hit right here, and one of them is, like, a hit in my pockets.
Yeah.
Because
the equipment
is not cheap.
Yeah. Solid
and
answer.
I have all my hard drives, like, triple
no,
backup.
No. This is, like...
All three of my hard drives are going to disappear.
This is like worst case scenario. You're losing everything.
I'm still choosing it. I'm still choosing the memory, yeah.
I was thinking about that too because I personally
would. Good one.
No, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I knew you would think about that because for me, I don't have a lot of like stuff on my like hard drive. I've got a whole bunch of like pictures and things that I've had throughout the years that just haven't like been printed out.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like projects and things that I might have like worked on or like works that I have like hold on to that I want to like share and show. I don't have anything like that.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like equipment because I could just buy something better the next time, you know, like I'd be looking forward to that.
Nah, it would take me years to get
But
all
that's
my stuff
the thing,
back.
Right? Yeah. You've got a lot of stuff that you would have to try to replace.
Yeah. It would take me.
See, I'm the reverse. Equipment can just go bye-bye because I DJ. So like whatever. I just need my music to not go anywhere and all my edits. Like, all the stuff I do for you guys, too, they're all separated, and I've got drive after drive. I've got more backups in the other room. It's just, I have to have that.
That would be a huge setback for you. Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm getting all upset thinking about it. Okay.
Bad vibes.
You want to ask the next one, Tay?
Yeah. So, would you rather shoot someone, like, take photos, or be the one modeling?
I would much rather be the one modeling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Right.
Is it hard to direct people?
No, I just been doing modeling less time, so it's still more enticing to me.
Oh, okay. So you're newer
photos
to the modeling
mad
game.
Long. Yeah, I've only been like a getting paid model for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's still new to me. It's still like fresh. It's still fun. It's still like picking. I get to be my own stylist.
Mm.
So like, you know, it's tight versus taking pictures like... That gets boring after a while. I really don't take pictures too often.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, what are we taking pictures of? What are we taking pictures for?
Yeah.
So you can have, like, a particular walker at all? Come on. You got to show your...
There we go. Oh, he's voguing.
That's just the first thing I know what to do when this song comes.
You just got
to
go with it. Just got to feel it out there.
That's just the only thing I know what to do. And
definitely.
I don't be dancing, so that's, like, my go-to move. Because they'd be like, oh, he's doing something. You see? Like, oh, he's dancing. I'm not. The whole bottom part of my body didn't move.
Nothing. Nothing's going on.
Top half dance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Top half.
All right. I have another one kind of related to fashion because we know that you are a little fashionista. That works for a guy. I don't know.
I used to work at TJ Maxx.
Absolutely.
That works.
That was my first
job
ever.
You were a Maxinista.
Yeah. For real.
So would you rather experience Fashion Week in New York or would you rather do Paris Fashion Week?
Tokyo.
Okay, well, that wasn't an option.
That's the one I would like to do.
But out of New York and Paris?
Probably Paris because I would know people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying I would. No. Probably New York because I would know people, excuse me.
Oh,
I don't think I would know that many people in Paris. So it would be like a dope experience, but I wouldn't be able to like go to as many of the parties, I don't think, just because I don't really know anybody.
Interesting. That makes sense. Now, why Tokyo? Real quick, do they even do Fashion Week in Tokyo?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they do. They would do one in like most major cities. Like they do one in Seattle. It's just it's not that dope.
Oh,
yeah. Technically, they do one
right.
in every
major
city. No,
you're
like,
totally right. I've seen Seattle Fashion Week before.
Yeah,
I tried out for Seattle Fashion Week.
You tried out.
I have a horror story.
About
I locked
audition?
Myself. I locked myself out of my car that stood in the rain. It was a mess, and I didn't get cast.
Like, would you have gotten it had all the catastrophes not happened?
No, I think that I went in and I was like, I'm going to leave that back there and I'm going to go and do my best. And
like a professional, like a true professional.
I thought I looked Thanks. Good. I felt good. My walk was cool. But there was like a ton of people there.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be in it for some reason. But
that's how it works usually.
We got alarms all over.
No,
so.
That's like an alarm. That triggers me because like I wake up now with like a silent alarm on my Fitbit. So whenever I hear that alarm, I'm like.
I know what
I'm
you
late
mean.
For something.
What's going
on? It just
on?
Wakes you up like vibrations on your arms. Yeah, I feel that. Sorry about that.
Well, if you wake up like that, that's very disjointing. Yeah. Like, I don't like to wake
jarring.
Up like that.
I hate
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm.
Normally, my alarm is actually a dog bark. It's like that roof, roof.
I don't want to wake up to that either.
Yeah,
neither
but
do I.
I'm a tough sleeper.
Well, they have a dog now, so they don't need the alarm anymore. Yeah, right?
I'm a hard sleeper, so I mainly did it because I know that like if I don't have something annoying, I'm not getting up.
As soon as my little thing buzzes, I just do like a Jackie Chan jump out of the bed and I'm up.
You do like a pop up. Yeah. One of those, like,
I'm like, whoop.
Love
time
that.
To get up.
I love that. I feel like that's how people think of me in the mornings at times. They'll be like, you're up at 5? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I just kind of, the alarm went off and I was just there. Life was happening.
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay, this one's another one related to kind of like fashion and looks. Would you rather have a bad hair day and not be able to do anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
So I see you got a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Or have something stuck in your tooth all day?
Oh, and not be able to do anything
right.
about it.
I'd okay. rather have the bad hair day.
Really?
Yeah, because I have cool hair already, so even a
True.
Bad hair day, like, certain demographics of people in this city/state would be like, oh my gosh, that's still so dope. And I'm like, no, it's not.
You
I
can say
go
that,
around.
White people.
This is not what my hair is supposed to look like at all.
Yeah, they'd be like, y'all, it's so dope. I'm like, I just can't go around any of my people. I would get roasted, but thank you.
I know exactly what you mean.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I think I'll go to, in Seattle, I'll go with the bad hair day.
Yeah, I feel like I would do, for me, I would rather do this, like something stuck in my tooth all day.
Mm-mm.
Just because me as a girl with my hair, if my hair's not done, I look like I'm not well. You know,
you look sickly.
Like I'm not taking care of myself. I don't, make, you know.
That's
So I would very much rather have something like stuck in my tooth because at least like, you know, if I'm a fast talker, you might not catch it all the time, you know, or maybe
or
I just won't
just
talk today.
Hope that somebody that around you that day care about you and be like, hey, yo,
you got something in your teeth.
Right. You want to do something about that?
And like you didn't specify which tooth. So it's not necessarily
right.
that anybody
it
can
It could be
see
the back
it.
Tooth. Mm. It could just be real painful, like a
and
popcorn
like,
kernel.
What constitutes a bad hair day?
You know what
That's
will
what
constitute
I'm
a bad
it's
hair day.
So
because,
me,
like,
I'm
but think about it. You got your haircut. That was a bad
At least
hair
you guys
day.
Have hair.
But, like, your haircut looked good.
I get it.
It came together.
No. I'm thinking, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, a bad hair day. Like, you know, maybe you didn't have time to do anything to it. Kind of mm-hmm. thing, you know. Like, you're just looking rough. There hasn't been a comb.
You had this vision and it didn't end up. Right?
Yeah. It was a comb. You didn't run a comb through it for the last few days.
I feel
don't know.
Like I'd rather have a bad hair day because, like, I feel like I wake up and I just be looking disheveled sometimes. And I just go about my day. Like,
you're like, well, this is
bad
just how you're
hair
getting
days
me.
Come all the time, you know? Like,
I got a plethora of hats, so I'm usually good.
You know?
Yeah.
Would you rather work a project you don't care about for a lot of money or a passion project pro bono?
Am I poor?
It's just a would you
you're,
rather.
That
you
makes, that's going to make
are,
a difference.
You are where you're at now in
right.
finance.
Oh. Right
in
now.
In your life.
Then I would rather do something I don't care about for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
I feel that too. I know. I hate to say it. And it's not even a matter of just like maybe selling out, but it's like.
Well, I do passion projects. So I could, well, you know what I'm saying, all the time.
What I'm just thinking about, like, you doing those projects that you don't necessarily care about for a good amount of money,
mm-hmm.
you now have maybe more resources to put towards your passion.
So for me, if I got to do one job that I don't really like, you know, that's just a bad day at work.
Right, right. That's
Everybody
fair.
Have bad weeks at work, and mm-hmm. I've never really had that, so.
bad years.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So if I got one bad job or one bad month or one bad week, cool. I mean, next week I'll just
take
a flight or something. Yeah. I go on vacation, you know, whatever.
Love it. Would you rather? Oh, I like this. Would you rather work with a larger business or corporation or a smaller one? And so this is like, you know, shooting, modeling, in general, whatever work you do. Smaller or bigger?
Pros and cons.
Yeah.
I think working with the bigger company. I probably work with the bigger company at this point now.
Yeah.
Just because it's usually a fatter check. And now, before, I didn't have the ability to work with bigger companies.
Mm.
It seems like now that's more in a realm of what I'm like. We just dropped our first project with like the city of Tacoma yesterday.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know if I would just work with like a small art collective and do that same cipher. Probably wouldn't have been received as well.
I gotcha.
Or maybe it would have. I don't know.
No, I feel you. Last one. You got it?
Would you rather smoke and skate or Netflix and chill?
Dang, that's actually like a really specifically
Flex question.
I can't smoke while I'm Netflixing and chilling. It has to be.
Nope.
Whew.
I mean, and is it actual Netflix and chilling or is it like Netflix and
chilling? Yeah, I think that was like, that's my second question.
I feel like because there's no smoking in this one, I would assume it's like the Netflix and chilling.
The Inuit. Okay.
You know?
I would.
That's how you get children.
I think I'm going to choose watching movies over skateboarding. At the end of the day, that's what it came down to me in my brain.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate that.
And I love both of them, but I'm like, which one do I do more?
Right. All right. I figured that would be a tough one for you to navigate. Yeah. Well, thanks for playing Would You Rather, Legs. Those were some good questions.
There's no girls at the skate park.
There's no girls at the skate park?
Not the kind of girls I want.
Oh, I'm weak. I was like, I'm pretty sure I see girls a lot of the time skating.
I don't even like pay attention to those girls. They just the homies usually.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Why? They hit the skate park.
Right. Wouldn't you want a girl that you could skate with?
No. I go to the skate park.
To skate, not to pick up girls. Yeah. Got you.
That's one of the few things I do just to go do that and not worry about what girls are doing.
Understood.
That's you time.
All right, well, before we jump into our interview questions with you, Lex, we're going to take another quick 2 to 3 minute break. Stay tuned. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle.
Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
We are the physicians, the nurses, the hospital, and health system leaders. All we ask of you is to take 3 simple steps proven to stop the spread of COVID. Wear a cloth face mask, maintain social distance, and wash your hands. Scientific evidence must shape our decisions, dictate our actions, and protect our health. We are not powerless. Together, we will defeat COVID. This has been a message from the American Hospital Association, the American Medical Association, and the American Nurses Association.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, hey, hey.
So excited to come back.
I know. I was talking to myself for a second. I was like, hey. And Benny was like, no, they can't hear you.
Not yet.
The people can't hear you. So welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we played a fun game of Would You Rather with Lex and gain some insight about you.
Mm-hmm.
What you learn?
Well, let's...
You like to get a bag.
Right.
Oh.
I feel like we already knew that, though.
Right, but I actually, like, I didn't know. I assumed that you had been modeling for longer than you had been, too. Yeah, I just assumed. I didn't know that. So that kind of put that into perspective for me. Yeah. But we'll touch on that more in our interview questions here, okay? Are you ready?
Oh, yep. Is there music for this one, too?
Not quite. Well, there is music. Don't worry. We got to intro it. Chill.
Oh, sorry.
So we're going to go ahead and, of course, skip our review of the week, even though I know you guys are dying to hear about my wig review, because last week I definitely roasted Amazon, but we can talk about that next week. So because we have Lex here, of course, the review is going to be his interview. Now, we did lightly touch on when we first met him, but now that I think about it, it was actually at that ugly sweater, the ugly Christmas sweater party that the martial law band and like the hospitality threw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was fun. That was a fun, entertaining night all around. There was lots of music. I remember that screaming.
Yeah, it was a lot of areas, just chaos.
Yeah, but
in the greatest way.
Right, right.
It was like the last time we had real fun.
True.
It was.
I mean, because COVID hit one of the last few times.
Minus all the restrictions.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you think about it, there was that, like, taco bar. There was all those drinks and stuff. There was beer pong.
Yeah, there was beer pong.
Like, we won.
We won. We wouldn't win against Flex, though. We don't challenge him.
I wasn't even going to say nothing.
Yeah, no, he's like the beer pong champ. I know that.
Oh, wasn't.
But because of, like, us briefly meeting at that, that's what helped team you up with us for the Emerald City Gala when we did those interviews there, and we've kind of just been pretty cool friends since then. But Lex, let's go ahead and jump into things here. You sent us a couple of your own tracks, which, again, music, and you do everything. Like, I didn't even know that you were into music, and all of a sudden and all of a sudden you were like, oh, I'm dropping new music and all of this, and it's just like, Lex, what can't you do?
Well, not people that have been following me for a long time know, like, I did music first before anything, before I ever even touched the camera, all of that.
That's one of our questions.
Yes. Oh,
what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did music first, like in North Carolina. I used to go by Alex.
And, oh, that makes sense. Your name's Alex.
Oh, yeah, yep.
What do you mean, oh, it does?
Hey, some people be like, your name was what? Yeah, no, seriously, yeah. Nah, that was my rap name for mad years. And then nobody shot videos down there, and nobody did a lot of other stuff. So I always kind of did music, but now I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it on like a, I'm in the industry now.
You have this platform now that you're able to actually, yep, I love that.
Yeah, so it went backwards, but it always kind of came full circle, and now I can like mix the two that I can like do pretty okay. So it's like, it's finally what I wanted to
do. Yeah, I love that. Benny, can you go ahead and play a clip for us of Sad?
Drinking, I've been popping tabs. I've been reckless, seeking focus weekly, trying to get some cash. Don't have nothing, I want more than I'd never had. Fuck it, seem like I get more money when I be sad. I've been overthinking, I've been drinking, I've been popping tabs. I've been reckless, seeking focus weekly, trying to get some cash. Don't have nothing, I want more than I'd never had. Fuck it, seem like I get more money when I be sad. Open up the door, it's a party with all my vices. If I bleed into my heart, I can increase all of my prices. Every time you did me dirty, that's the fuel that got me nicer. Swear that life is such a bitch. Swear to God, I'm about to fight her. Fuck you, I ain't answering questions. All my friends just die, recalculate my direction. I know they never cared about the passion or progression. Only thing they wanna do is try to monetize depression. Trying to make $100 out of 35 cents. Trapping Let's Go vids like it's 35 bricks. Got Reebok on the line, send me 35 kicks. If it don't make dollars, then it don't make. Yeah. Yeah. I've been overthinking, I've been drinking, I've been popping tabs. I've been reckless, seeking focus weekly, trying to get some cash. Don't have nothing, I want more than I'd never had. Fuck it, seem like I get more money when I be sad. I've been overthinking, I've been drinking, I've been popping tabs. I've been reckless, seeking focus weekly, trying to get some cash. Don't have nothing, I want more than I'd never had. Fuck it, seem like I get more money when I be sad. So many times I could have got a rack, but I settled for the 5 cause I didn't know my worth. So many times I could have killed the vibe, but I kept that shit pushing, got
damn, that shit hurt. So many times I ignored all my problems, staying busy all the time, man, that really don't work. So many people tried to kill me in my life, keep a nine in my fanny for them niggas trying to lurk. And I let the pressure hit, ain't no card in me. My life a compilation of liquor and pretty artistry. When I'm stressing, you can find me where the flowers be. And if all I do is smoke weed, so how you ain't going as hard as me?
Thank you, Benny. No, yeah,
that was dope.
Wasn't it? No, yeah, was that was if dope. You guys weren't awake before, y'all are definitely awake now. I didn't know like what to expect with your music, to be honest. And
really?
Yeah, I had no idea what to expect. And when we were listening to it, I was kind of like, you know, I don't think I can necessarily pinpoint like who you sound like.
Awesome.
And no, exactly. Exactly. And Shantae was like, so what is it? And I was like, honestly, I don't think I can say. And she was like, oh, okay. So maybe we can just ask him like who maybe inspires your sound or like where does that come from? Because it is pretty unique.
I love that you said that.
Yeah. It is very unique.
Man, I wish I would have sent you the whole project and not just those ones.
We listened to the whole thing on your website.
Oh.
On the way here. We listened to it through and through.
That's so, what hosts do.
You know.
Awesome.
Deep dive.
That's awesome. Wow, thank you. I would have to say my inspirations range from like musical to visual media as well. So
okay.
I'm a visual learner. So I'm inspired by, I guess, like music people. I would say like your people like, when I say it, you're going to be like, oh, but like Donald Glover, for example.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, he not just does music really, really on a high level. He does film on a high level.
Mm-hmm.
He does acting on a high
mm-hmm.
level. I kind of would like to follow in that same, I don't want to say footsteps, mm-hmm. but that same, our brands are similar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely him. Tyler, the creator.
Yes.
Okay.
I love
but
him.
But he's kind of multifaceted
yep.
as well. Like
yep.
all the people that I look up to and idolize don't just do music
right.
but they do music really well,
well
and
mm-hmm.
it's really don't sound like nobody else.
That's very true.
That is true. Because
as soon as you said Donald Glover and Tyler the Creator, those are again two artists of mine that I think about that have a very unique kind of sound.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
when they come on, you can identify, oh,
that's
a yeah, that's a Gambino song, or oh, that's Tyler the Creator. So I definitely feel like that's something that you're establishing.
I don't have the sound, but
like
luckily it don't sound like anything else. I mean, I have influences,
of course,
but
yeah.
Like, right now, no one's like, and the people that do it, they super reach. They're like, yo, you, it's because I have a braid. They'd be like, yo, you sound like Kendrick or like Uzi
oh,
or
I
Wiz.
Gotcha.
And I'm cool
yeah,
with whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, no, not really, though.
Right, right. I
think you're underselling yourself, though, too, because, I mean, you are obviously hearing yourself, because I hear myself, and I'm like, oh, I'm just another,
right.
like,
you're
guy
your toughest critic,
but other people are like, yeah, I hear you. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, oh, you're totally different than everybody else. I'm like, but I don't hear it because it's me.
Yeah.
So you probably don't hear yourself because it's you, but, like, I kind of got a little, like, Lupe Fiasco or maybe a little B.O.B., like from
I love Lupe.
Okay.
See,
yeah,
so
I
like
Lupe
I got a little
Fiasco.
Flair from that from hearing your stuff this morning.
A lot of yeah. that is because I'm still from the East Coast. So like mm-hmm. if it was up to me and if I didn't understand that boom bap rap music is mm-hmm. not palatable for the
right.
average listener, I would just make the whole project's just gonna be like that.
Yeah.
Get your stuff together track,
yeah.
which is just rapping.
Yeah.
But I know that's not palatable and nobody want
to
hear that.
But it's ultimately you to begin
mm-hmm.
with. So
I'm going to still love it.
Yeah.
Sneak one in there. But I know no one's trying to hear me rap their head off for 3 minutes.
Is it SAD or is it SAD? Like,
it's just either one. It's an
okay.
acronym. It stands for Seeing Alex Down.
Which I was going to ask you about because it's like, you know, when listening to the lyrics, it sounds like you're talking about like maybe someone in particular. But is it about like somebody in particular that maybe
that
like
particular record?
Makes you realize? Or is it just kind of like as a whole? Like
all
these other factors in your life kind
yeah,
of thing?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's more so the factors. Yeah, that one is just about... It's more so kind of like a me at me record.
Love it.
Like it's more so like a going over the checks in my brain.
Yeah.
You know, what has happened,
yeah.
what will happen, what happens as a result of other things happening.
Yeah. I feel like I can hear that when you're, yeah. And I like the breakdown that comes a little bit later
mm-hmm.
in that song too, like the little change up.
Yeah,
like,
I was trying to be like sicko mode.
I liked it. No, I did. I liked it. Another thing I like too is how you layer your vocals. Like, you're singing the words throughout the track, like, but in two different voices kind of thing.
I can't even take the credit for that. My boy Poison Jams, he engineered all the sound for the short films, for my music, for beats, for anytime I need. The Cypher, he did all the vocals for all the artists for that. So without that, he's like my 40 if I'm Drake. And I'm not Drake.
That's
my 40. Yeah, that's my guy. But he, like, got this, like, $6,000 booth. I just go in there, and he was like, bro, just yell. Just go in there and just yell, because I'm trying to, like, transition to me eventually to, like, kind of more rock, grungy, screamo.
Which I can hear,
so we're trying to ease the people into that.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm not just trying to rap all the time. I want to try to, like, you know, rock the F out.
No, again, that's awesome, because you're unique. You've got, like, a nice sound for it. And another thing, we were talking about how, like, your sound or something might not be palatable. Like, what does that even matter? Like, if it's music that you like to make, why does it matter if it's palatable or not?
Because you still want to try to get some money off of it.
You got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just, like, if you're doing something new and different, like, that's innovative, and, like, you don't think that might be, like, your
push?
I think it's
a possibility, but I can't bank
people
on it.
True.
Yeah, I can't bank on it. If everybody thought like that, then we would be good already.
Right. Fair. All right, let's see. What's the next question you want to ask him, Tim?
I feel like you answered the one question that I had, which is, like, what came first, photography and, like, film directing or rap. But I guess what I'd like to know, of all the things that you do, which one of them feels more like work and which one feels more like fun or, like, a passion or a hobby?
That's a good question. That is a really good one.
I think there's times where all of it feel like work.
Yeah.
But there's more times where it doesn't feel like work, just because, like, this is my full-time job. So, I don't gotta go spend 8 hours doing nothing else.
Right.
So, like, I don't gotta get off work and be like, oh, man, like, I gotta go on this podcast to try to promote my brand and then go to work after that. Like, this is me starting my work day.
Yeah.
So, like, most of the time, like, and this is fun. So, most of the time, everything I do is pretty fun, which causes problems, like, in my personal life, because, you know, girls are like, you're not working. I'm like, yes, I am.
I feel that. I could see that. I could definitely see how people might, like, misinterpret work for play and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Hey, like Drake said, you know, he said, I drink too much and I smoke too much. I don't know how serious she takes me.
Why did I not?
I didn't
did
say
he
it.
Really say, what song
he
is
said
that?
That. He
I'm sure
said
he did.
It.
It
he
sounds
said
like
it.
Something he
what
said.
Song is that?
I can look it up. I just know a lot of Drake lyrics off the top. Like, that's my goat.
Yo, that's Shantae's man's right there.
I'm just
that's
saying.
Crazy to me. I'm sorry. I'm just Drake cracks me the heck up a lot of the time.
Has COVID-19 had any effects on, like, your workflow or, like, your bag? Like, or have you been able to continue to do work since, you know, you're free? You're kind of, you're not free.
You're your own boss.
But
yeah. What does that look like
for
you?
Your own business. So, like, you don't really stop.
Yeah, I would say COVID safely, of course. Like, the movers and shakers are still going to move and shake.
Right.
For example, like, today I got to go, after this, get a COVID test just to go be on a movie. Just because everybody on set, like, got to, like, make sure you're safe. You know what I'm saying? But, business still been, people still been, I mean, people been catching checks.
Of course.
So
right.
The people are catching checks. They're going to want to go spend their checks on some videos and photos and content and stuff like that. So based on that, I can tell, like, the whole world ain't down.
Right.
Or I wouldn't be getting any business.
That's why I love asking that question when we have guests, because I feel like it's kind of an assumption that everyone's, like, struggling right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are, like, not.
Some people are thriving.
Half of the country running around saying it's a pandemic. And the other half is sad.
I am
weak.
It's
I'm
a pandemic.
Half
like
of the country
that.
Running around, they're doing quite fine.
Yeah.
Like, better than they would ever have done outside of the pandemic.
No,
so.
That's absolutely true. I have seen so many people who have been able to take this time to, like, launch their business or, like, write that book and that kind of stuff. And, like, actually really
mad scripts done.
Grow themselves and all that. Really?
2020 was the best year of my whole life.
See, so he's also, you're a screenplay writer, too?
That comes with just kind of being in the film industry.
Makes sense.
Well, for me, like, that's
totally.
What I kind of said. Like, I do,
totally
like, everything in that industry just because I've been doing that for, like, 5 years, and you have to start doing everything or you just won't be able to do anything.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You briefly mentioned earlier about that Tacoma Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that as well. And your flow on there was, like, really different to what we like heard on your album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, no, like.
Well, you gotta, you can't be all soft and sad talking.
No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta come with the energy when you're around like legends too.
Well, I know, like, we were watching, like, you know, Perry, we know Tezza Talks.
Yeah.
Like, that's incredible. How did you get linked up on that project, or like what was that for you?
The city of Tacoma hired me to put that project together, so I got to pick all the rappers. I sourced and produced, picked everybody
Dope.
That was in it. I got to pick the beat. I got to pick the location. I shot it with the drone and all my company.
So you had like creative control over this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we couldn't cuss.
Oh well, I mean, city of Tacoma.
We couldn't cuss or like, you know, do nothing like that. But yeah, now I have full creative control. And they ended up loving it, so I should be able to do it again in a bigger capacity next year. And somebody ended up not showing up because I wasn't originally going to put myself in it. I'm not that narcissistic.
No, that was why I was asking. So when you said you were in control of it, I was like, oh, of
Someone ended up not showing, so I ended up having to insert myself. And luckily, like, the pressure of that and a lot of it turned out great. So
that's really dope, because like on top of the fact that that was something that you did and like put together, you being able to also like participate in it and it's still like it added to the project rather than like maybe like took away or something.
Well, part of me really just wanted to show everybody too, it's not just about the music for me, it's like both.
Yeah,
and it was the perfect first project to show like both sides.
So how did they? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, like what is the city of Tacoma plan to do with it? Like,
yeah, what was it for?
It was already a part of the virtual 2021 MLK celebration.
Okay.
So there was a virtual. There was an entire program that's still up on YouTube, Facebook, all that on the city of Tacoma's Facebook and YouTube.
Okay.
But I was just in charge of the artsy cipher part. Pretty
much.
Yeah. We'll have to check that out.
I know. I want to check that out too.
Yeah, Tina's in it. A bunch of people that I know from Tacoma are in it. Like. Legendary people that are from Tacoma.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I don't know a lot about like Tacoma and the people from Tacoma, so mm-hmm. It was interesting to like see that and be and vibe with it, you know.
Yeah,
there's people always try to do that whole Seattle Tacoma hate or whatever, you know.
Right.
None of that,
yeah.
What is that?
I'm gonna be the liaison to the city.
Okay.
I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not super,
you're gonna bridge
super,
them together.
Yeah. Like I exist and coexist in both, and everybody know that, so it's all love.
Yeah. Well, we do need to wrap up soon, but I want to ask you one more really quick question before we do. Any quick advice that you can give to anybody who does want to be like a freelancer or an influencer, kind of like, you know, what you've been doing?
Start their own business.
Long story short, you can do that by setting short, attainable goals. For me, it was don't go work a job, make $100 a day, because that's what the average person kind of makes in a day at 8 hours a day. So you can make $100 a day without working a job. You don't got to work a job. And if you can't, then go get a job.
I like that. That's simple, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm over here thinking about my dang self.
No, most people can make $100 a day because, you know, Depop, you got eBay, you got OfferUp, you got all of these different avenues, Uber Eats, the cart thing with the groceries. There's mad different ways. You can go walk dog. You can, there's... It's 2021.
True,
you don't
got
to have a job. If you don't want to, you can work for yourself. Facts, yeah. Lex and chill in full effect.
Yeah, you know. Well, Lex, really quick, before we sign off, let the people know where they can find you. Plug yourself. And
okay. It is LexScope, LexScope, on any platform known to humans, even anything. You can Google it, Instagram it, Facebook it, Twitter it, LinkedIn, anything that exists.
Love it. LexScope. All right, so let's do a quick recap. What was the way and what was not the way? And then we'll go ahead and sign off.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me, y'all. I really had a blast.
Of course. So, Lex, having you on the show is definitely the way. You arriving late, not the way.
Jasmine had to bring that.
You know? Hey, no. I'm just saying. Okay.
That's my bad.
We've been holding all show.
We held it.
We did. We didn't forget. No, but really, thank you for showing up. Don't worry. No, it's literally no biggie.
Might have been worth the wait.
Absolutely worth the wait. Hey. Look. And then our icebreaker, would you rather? Definitely the way. I feel like it was insightful. I feel like I've made a lot of assumptions about you.
I love that.
Yeah. Love being proven wrong.
Yeah.
And then interview, of course. Definitely the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely learned a lot from you.
I thought I was going to ask some more, like, intrusive questions, to be honest.
Oh, no, we can't do all that.
I'm happy that it didn't happen, but I was prepared mentally.
We'll save that for a pretty naughty episode.
We'll save that for a pretty naughty episode.
I see.
Because somebody did send a question that was not on air appropriate, so we'll follow up with that.
Wow. People sent questions?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. I almost said The Way or Not The Way. What's the name of our show? I'm so sorry. Thanks for tuning in. Lex, thanks so much for coming on. It was a pleasure having you.
My pleasure, ladies. Thanks for having me. It was really, really fun. I almost cussed again. I'm sorry.
All right, you guys. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Shut the fuck up when I said I wanna die. Every single lie, it only helped me find the truth. I would've used on every other girl I had but you.
What the fuck?
Big facts, I really said what I meant. And I loved your ass ever since that night in my whip. And I love it when you strip and you speak in a different language. I ain't talking about a shoot when I'm hitting them different angles. I'm rechanneling my anger in a positive energy. Only posted pictures cause I thought you was into me.
I just wanna see you one more time before you gotta go. Every time you eat it, all the shit you say irrational. Begging, please don't leave me, fuck it, I feel so uncomfortable.
I hate being uncomfortable.
Never met a girl like you that make me wanna change my ways. You the kind of girl that niggas wish that they could say they did. About to hit Tacoma, maybe show you how to roll my J's. Baby, please don't fade away.
Should've gave you space, maybe I was just too emotional. Roller coaster, poster, pick a moody, spit a quote to you. Tried to fuck another girl, still couldn't get over you. Probably can't be friends, I can't handle being that close to you. Call me childish, call me selfish, call me stupid. I just wanted us to be like all the pics on the computers. If you gon' leave, then fucking do it then. Chill, 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 that's my ego talking again, Have mercy, I'm a cool nigga, but for you I look so thirsty. I don't give a fuck, but for you I care a lot. Here go my location, take a key to my spot.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.